Amanda Kopp, our NRN Canberra correspondent, spent yesterday locked up in Parliament House going over the budget figures. Today, she's just come back from the Treasurer's post-budget address to the National Press Club. Rachel Greenwell asked her what the budget means for key stakeholders.
Budget day is always a bit of a crazy one. People are here for 14, 16-hour days working at 100%, so I think everyone's pretty tired. But as usual, the political circus continues, so everyone's been out and about pretty early. The PM was doing a press conference, a whole bunch of media appearances this morning. So yeah, everyone's just trying to keep up with everything.
In his National Press Club address today, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg said extraordinary times call for extraordinary measures. What is extraordinary about this budget?
Probably the amount of money that he's spending, to be honest. This is not really a typical Liberal budget. Josh Frydenberg, for a long time, was the main cheerleader of getting the budget back in the black. They've kind of changed their tune significantly when it comes to spending money.
So 2021 has been a big year so far for women's issues, especially in Canberra. Has the budget met expectations for women?
In some ways, yes. In some ways, no. The budget is spending a total of $3 billion on some issues that are typically seen as women's issues. So that's things like childcare, women's health, women's safety, and economic security. But yeah, there is some kind of commentary around it's great that there's all this money going towards things that are typically women's issues. But I think that there has been some criticism that supporting women in an economy isn't just about throwing money at health and childcare. It's actually about forming your policies overall, regardless of whether that, you know, relates to women or men, looking at it through a gendered lens.
There's a lot of discussion around the government's priorities with the environment. Have they gone in the right direction?
They weren't too enthusiastic about environmental measures in this year's budget, which is interesting given that Australia has just gone through, in the last kind of 12 to 24 months, you know, drought, floods, the worst bushfires on record. And the Treasurer's speech, there's a couple of paragraphs right towards the end that talked a bit about climate change and environment policy. There's really nothing new. It was really just a kind of rehashing of stuff that they've already announced.
What, if anything, does the budget suggest about the timing of the next election?
There's a lot of commentary around today that this is an election budget, which essentially means, at least in previous years where that's happened, that, you know, there's a little bit of money for everyone. Now, we don't know when the next election is going to be. The government's been pretty coy on when they're going to call that, which is fair enough. But essentially, they'd call it when Scott Morrison thinks that he has the best chance of winning. And when that will be is yet to be determined, but if they've made enough people happy with this budget, it might be sooner rather than later.
Amanda Kopp, National Radio News Canberra correspondent, speaking there with The Wire's Rachel Greenwell.